Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Monday, October 21st, 2024, pre-market report. Now, I understand all of you out here are paying attention to what's going on now. The debt market here is the key. You all know that. We got a problem here. A little bit. We need to focus on this. Again, no fear, no over-concern. It is fine to be somewhat concerned, but let's talk. Before we even get there, I want to talk about this. Now, you and I, for weeks now, have been discussing what the market is pricing in. And if the market doesn't get what it wants, it's likely to throw a tantrum. Now, what am I talking about? My professional opinion. And everyone knows this is true that understands the market. Any talk to the contrary is frank propaganda. This market is pricing in. Doesn't mean it's going to get it. We've been talking a lot about this. The market is pricing in a Trump selection. Period. All right, it's too easy to see. Now, this is the front page of MarketWatch this morning. The market could take a hit, hard hit, on a Harris win. Why? Because the market is pricing in a Trump win. Now, look, there's a lot of reasons behind this. Trump is pro zero negative rates. That's what really would make this market take off to the moon. It would also create massive inflation as well. But that's not what matters here. You and me are nothing. We're a means to an end. The market is all about the 1 and 2 percenters, period. Now, with regard to cryptocurrency, people, look, man, you already know my take on this. And I'm just going to show you something real quick. This, in my, again, professional opinion, is the Trump trade with regard to cryptocurrency. We're giving higher. Bitcoin around near 70,000, all right? Between the stock market and the crypto market, if Trump is not chosen, selected here, we could be in for quite a surprise. Now, I talked about this yesterday. Let me just say this again. If you are overly concerned about your investments in the stock market or in cryptocurrency, and you feel like riding this out, you want to sit it out. In other words, you want to get out of this market right now. I mean, come on, man. Friday, record high again for the Dow and the S&P 500. Cryptocurrency taking off. I would not blame you for doing that. Because again, look, you got to understand the dynamics that are in play here. The market is like a little demented child. Does that sound about right to you? I've only said this about a million times. If the market does not get what it wants, it will throw a tantrum. And it could be dramatic. But in my opinion, this would be a buying opportunity. Ah, hold that thought. Now, if you are paying attention to what's happening this morning, let's talk about this. Market Watch headline, stock market today, Dow futures edge lower as bond yields rise. Bond yields are rising, and it's kind of interesting to see this. Look at this one here. 10-year yield, actually, it's above 4.13 at the time I am doing this. So we got a sell-off here in the debt market. We also have a knee-jerk into the dollar. This knee-jerk into the dollar is a little bit of a fear trade. So Dow futures this morning are lower. Nothing dramatic. Again, keep in mind, Dow, S&P just hit a record just Friday. So this is nothing. But here's the key, and I'm going to show you it again real quick. Oh, by the way, gold and silver, I mean, come on, man. Look at this. Look at this beautiful spot, right? We're watching this, people, and we are almost at a critical juncture here. All right, this is being what you're seeing here. Again, not squiggly lines on a paper. You're seeing what's happening to the dollar right now, what the sell-off is in the debt market. Now, we are very, very close to this upper band here. Okay, we're in a channel, this price channel here. All right, my technical traders, you know what I'm talking about here. I've been saying for quite a while, I believe we're going to remain in this channel. If we get a breakout above here, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Now, I'm not saying that we need to run for the hills or anything. Watch this number, all right? If this number keeps rising, I mean, it wouldn't take much to push this above this, which was now would be a resistance this in this channel here. So let's keep our eyes on this. You understand? Greg Mannarino watches the debt market. That's all I do. And honestly, it's the key. You all know that. It's going to allow us to know where we need to keep our cash or when we need to get out of this market. All right. With regard to precious metals, people, all we're looking for is an opportunity to add to our positions here. With regard to the stock market, same thing for the most part, until we get, again, a sign from the MMRI, free to everybody, link in the description of the video. If we push above here, okay, and we have to evaluate at that point, and I promise I will be here to lead everyone or telling people what I think, in my opinion, they should do. So we're going to keep our eyes on this. I will be watching this all freaking day, and I will continue to do so moving forward. We are very, very close to a major event here, people. I'm talking about this presidential selection here. Okay, it's pretty obvious now. Nobody knows until everybody knows. Kind of an old adage here on Wall Street. Market is telling you. They're telling you what I've been saying for the longest time. Look, this market is high on heroin in the form of artificially suppressed rates, which means a weaker currency, which is the polar opposite of what we the people actually need to rebuild our economy. The world today is under attack by central banks who are working in concert. Again, we are at that maximum saturation moment. We're in it right now. In order for central banks to maintain that, the illusion that we're in, they must flood the world with even more debt than we have now, but much greater, to just maintain this facade, this veil that they have. But you and I, we can see beyond the veil. You understand? We understand where we're at. We know what they want here. Now, again, you and me, we don't matter to an end for the 1 and 2%ers, period. We are going back to neo-feudalism of one type or the other. You all know that, okay? But again, look, man, we, you and I, have been light years ahead of the curve on all of this. I mean, come on, man. We've been talking about this for weeks. Now all of a sudden we get this. All this market cares about is easy money. Nothing else matters. Now, again, going back to this Trump phenomenon with the market, okay? The market wants lower rates. This market would get off, and I mean get off orgasmically, if the Fed were to continue to cut rates, which they're going to do already. They've already announced it through the rest of this year, next year. But they need a proponent behind the Resolute desk who is supportive of zero and even negative rate policies, which didn't work for Europe, but the market doesn't care about that. All it cares about is easy money pumped into the market to help the 1 and 2%ers, and that's it. Now, with regard to crypto, again, the setup here is so easy to see. Trump has set himself up as the crypto god in many, many ways here. Saying publicly he's going to make the United States the crypto capital of the world and the crypto space, for which I am fully embraced in myself. You all know that. It wants a guy like that behind the Resolute desk here. Okay, Trump has created a whole business around making cryptocurrency trading streamlined around the world. He's created his own cryptocurrency, man. So again, if you are one of those people out here who can't stomach a wild ride in this market, if Trump is not selected, I would not blame you for getting out of this market right now and just riding it out. Again, look, if you've been in this market and if you've been with me, you already have a lot of profit here. It's never wrong, ever wrong, to pull profit out of your positions in cryptocurrencies as well. If you've been in crypto like me, you've done damn well. I mean, how much greed do you need to have? You understand? So, again, I am not saying you should get out. I'm saying you need to evaluate your own situation here. We do have a problem. Here it is, okay? We're watching this. We get a spike above this. We'll talk about it at that point. But look, I'm really working my hardest out here to try to keep all of you in the right spots. And I think I've done a damn good job at it. All right, now, you got to make up your own mind what you want to do here. All right. Those of us, people like me, have an extreme, some of us here, level of tolerance for volatility in the market. That's really where I'm at. But that does not change the fact that I watch this every day. The MMRI, it's the key to the market. The key here. All right. As I've been telling you, the lower this goes, the more on sale everything is. As long as this goes lower, we buy it all. And we are still in a downtrend despite that. All right. But if we break out, that's a cause for concern with regard to the stock market, with regard to gold, silver, commodities across the board, and even crypto. Look, man, I'm going to tell you this. If the market throws a tantrum because it doesn't get Trump, the first thing I'm going to do is look at this. The 10-year yield, the U.S. dollar, the yield curve, all that stuff is lovely. The Fed's in here buying it all, fulfilling their goal. I sincerely do not believe, and I could be wrong here. Look, man, I don't know everything. But I'm telling you my best guess. I don't believe we're going to get an uncontrolled spike here. Now, I have also been saying, after the selection, all bets are off. All bets are off after the selection. And we are just about on the threshold of this here. Am I making sense to you guys and girls here? Anyway, look, do we have a problem here with regard to the market? Well, let's put that together real quick. We've never seen this before. The price action distortions that exist today are so off the Richter scale that it's not funny. What have you and I been doing? We've been taking advantage of a market that is rigged to the highest possible order. Central banks buying it all has created this fake environment, this illusion that we're in right now. The run-up here that we haven't seen since the dot-com era, which I covered yesterday at length in my Markets A Look Ahead. If you haven't seen that video, I would strongly suggest you watch it. Anyway, look, man, I want to hear from you guys. We are stronger together here. Now, look, as I have always said to you, there's no reason to panic. The last thing you want to do in any situation in life is lose your ability to think clearly. There's no reason to panic here. Again, I would not consider it panicking if you said, you know what, I've had enough of this freak show of a market right now. I'm getting out. Because again, if you've been with me, you've got profit all over the place here. Crypto profit, gold profit, silver profit. You got profit in crypto. You're doing well. You understand? So with regard to gold and silver, there's no way on this earth I can imagine a single person out here that would want to sell this stuff. You're looking for every opportunity to buy, okay? With regard to cryptocurrency, in my opinion, the same thing. Even if the market throws a fit, because the crypto space really, really would love to see Trump in here, okay? Period. Should be obvious. If it's not obvious to you, then you're freaking lost. Okay, the man has said he's the crypto king, the crypto president, the Bitcoin president. He has his own business around crypto now, his own cryptocurrency. Promises to make the United States the crypto capital of the world, man. This, if you don't think that those things are positive for the crypto space and would love to see a president with that kind of an attitude, then I don't know what's going on in your head, man. You're just lost. Stock market wants lower rates. In fact, it would get off on zero to negative rates. Would that be good for the economy, for the people? How about it would be a slaughter? Exactly, that's what would happen. And inflation would skyrocket, as we're going to see anyway. All the fake news, the propaganda about inflation, it's all nonsense. It's all a lie, and you know that. They're doing a pretty good damn job right now of keeping energy prices suppressed. If you think this is a phenomenon, too, that you see during every single presidential selection cycle, this is nothing new here, what we're seeing. You understand? Anyway, look. Lots of important stuff that we've covered here today. I want to hear from you where you're at here. Do you feel people should be getting out of this market right now and riding it out till after the selection? Or are you a person that has a very high risk tolerance? You're going to stay in here and you're looking for opportunities to buy because you're looking at this. Again, this is the key. This is the freaking key. I put a question mark here because this is what we're looking for, man. We're looking for a breakout above. Watch this number. We'll see where we go. I say, you know, it's hard. It's really hard to say how this is going to work out because this, you have to understand something else. And the reason why the MMRI is calculated the way that it is, there's a reason for it. I use the dollar index and the 10-year yield. Now, these things weigh off of each other here. There's a compensatory mechanism. For example, you got to sell off in the debt market, but the dollar weakens or vice versa. It will affect the MMRI in a different way. You understand? So anyway, let's keep our eyes on that. I will keep you ahead of the curve to the best of my ability. I've made you that promise from years ago, and I will never let you down. All right, that's it for today's video. All right, please comment. Let me know where you're at. What do you see? What do you think is going on? Put politics aside, man. Let's think logically about what this freak show market is pricing in and how it could potentially react. Again, look, you and me, what we worry about with this particular political event, it doesn't matter. It's all about the 1 and 2 percenters. It's all about the market. The rest of it's just fluff, man, to keep people in some kind of a distorted mental state, not having any idea what's actually going on here. It's all about the 1 and 2 percenters. It's all about the central banks who are helping, fulfilling their own end game here to own it all. You understand? And eventually, what are they going to do? They want to bring this system down. They've been taking it apart methodically, piece by piece by piece, for quite a long time. We're going to face that moment of reckoning. A moment of reckoning is coming. The only question is when. And in my view, the key is here. In the MMRI, again, an uncontrolled spike higher here is going to tell us to run. Run from this stock market like there's no tomorrow here. Now, I'm not saying a breakout above here. I'm saying an uncontrolled sell-off, which would cause a massive spike. One day, this is going to go off the page. You do understand that, right? What are they going to do? They want to bring us to our knees. They're going to do that by forcing. This is no accident, no comedy of errors or anything like that. An accident. A lockup of the credit system. And then they're going to offer you a solution. That's what they always do, man. Problem, reaction, solution. Does it sound about right to you? Because that's where we're going. All right. Again, I'm out of here, people. I want to hear from you. Please comment. Share the video. Get it out there. Thumbs up. Please, are required if you're one of my lions out here. We've got a lot of new lions out here lately, and I want to thank all of you for joining this pride, and we all welcome you. We will meet again later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, people, until we meet again. As always, okay, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. We're all we got here. We are all we got here. You understand? Nobody's looking out for us. We got to look out for each other. Not this puppet, nor that puppet has your best interest in mind. Once you wake up to that fact, everything is going to become clear to you. Until that time, you're going to be lost. Lost. All right? I'll see you later.